Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have missed you, Mike Tomlin. Welcome back. Can't wait to see you as part of the NFL draft coverage this weekend.
Good afternoon.
And some of our other favorites, like Andy Reid, who no doubt will be wearing a very loud Hawaiian shirt. Oh, he might not be, but I hope he is. It's a little bit of a reminder of what's been happening behind the scenes. If you haven't been paying attention to mock drafts or voluntary workouts... Are you paying attention to voluntary workouts and who's there when it's voluntary? If you have, great. I haven't. There's a lot else going on this spring. But come Thursday night, it's one of those situations where the world stops for the NFL. Will we have an Aaron Rodgers situation? Has to be removed from the green room because he sinks all the way to 24. Will we have a Brady Quinn situation? Remember, it happened to him too. I don't know how these top five quarterbacks come off the board, but there's not a whole lot of intrigue with Caleb Williams at number one to the Bears. You'll hear from him momentarily. The real drama, I think, begins at number two and then three. And then on down the line where there are teams that either desperately need QBs or they're trying to trade down because they know they can get a haul from another team that needs a QB. Looking forward to it. And it's not just quarterback. Stop it. Wide receiver heavy. DB heavy. Speedsters. Looking forward to it. But yes, quarterbacks generally do absorb much of the attention. They take up all the oxygen in the room. I have no doubt. I can't pretend like it won't be the top story come this time tomorrow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports. Oh no, what is going on with me? It's sitting right in front of me, but I'm already thinking about what I want to say next. And I'm moving and shaking. I'm going and blowing. And so I got to pay attention to my sign. Wait, I'm going to put it in front of my... see, if I put it on the laptop, then I'm going to prop it up against my coffee so that it's within my sight line. I guess it was covered up by some other notes. I thought by now I'd be good at this. I didn't even say the letters of my previous network this many times when I first got here. All right.
I mean, it's not. I get it. It's a tough habit to break.
I failed miserably. But I can do this.
But at least you're catching it.
Try again.
Right?
Yes. But not until it's too late.
But it's a start. I mean, you know, this is still new.
Do we get fired for that?
I don't think so.
Oh, great. I appreciate the vote of confidence. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That's what it is. That's all it is. That's all you need to know. On Twitter, at Amy After Hours, and then on our Facebook page, too, we're asking you, what do you want your team to do in the NFL draft? I'm still awaiting the first Cowboys fan who will tell me I want my team to draft Dak Prescott's replacement. Maybe there'll be some Steelers fans who want their team to draft Mike Tomlin's replacement, as if that were possible. You guys are so salty.
Cranky. It's a fight. It always is a fight.
That's true. And now that we know Mike Tomlin screws with us by watching players he's not even interested in when he heads to pro days and other workouts, that makes me giggle. There are plenty of teams that have a lot on the line. And honestly, there are some teams that if they don't make a move, they're going to, I feel like they may spend this next season kind of spinning their wheels. This draft is critical for those teams who need quarterbacks, but let's be honest, there are more teams that need the QBs, and you don't know if these guys are going to be ready to step on the field. I personally really like Michael Penix and can't wait to see him on an NFL field, but he might not be ready. It's always a crapshoot. You don't know how quickly they'll come along. Think about Trevor Lawrence in his first season in the NFL. Now, part of that was due to Urban Meyer and poor coaching. But it took him some time to get acclimated. Same thing with Peyton Manning. Gosh, same thing with John Elway. Of course, that's a whole can of worms we're not going to talk about. Eli Manning was a slower starter too. Tom Brady didn't even start right away. It's not a one-size-fits-all pattern. But some of these guys will be thrust into duty before they are ready. And yet teams don't care. First of all, you get the rookie on a cheaper deal, a much cheaper rate than what is the cost of a veteran QB in free agency right now. Or a veteran QB that's on your roster, but you have to re-sign him so that you're not in QB purgatory. It's a rat race. It's not easy. But it's not just quarterbacks. And so we will have coverage of the NFL draft coming up this time tomorrow. And actually, we'll start right at the top of the show and we'll dive into what we saw and what we heard. It's a lot to manage, but we can do it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Caleb Williams was a guest on The Pivot, and he shares his authentic reaction when he found out that Justin Fields had been traded to Pittsburgh.
I was in the car. I was driving to a business meeting, and I'm listening to music, bobbing my head. Probably got on Drake, and I'm chilling. I'm in West Hollywood area driving to a business meeting, and all I see is my phone explodes. Whether it's actual just regular fans, or whether it's ESPN, whether it's, you know, whatever the case may be, and I pick up my phone and it's going off, and I'm trying to figure out what just happened, because it went from just nothing and maybe a couple of texts to just like. Phone just I end up calling a couple people and just like well, we know where their mind and heart is at this instance. Let's prepare, get ready, and handle things, you know, accordingly.
I like that. I'm not sure that's ever happened to me. Has that ever happened to you, Jay, where something crazy went down and it happened not that long ago. I guess my phone didn't blow up, but my phone got a lot of traffic when other people found out our boss was leaving before we did.
Yeah, that was one.
Right? Trying to think if there was another time when it happened that I was the last to know. I think there are times when I'm sleeping, family and friends will send me texts about a big sports story. And I don't know about it until I wake up and go, whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I can't think of anything like specific lately, like story. But, like, you know, since we sleep during the day, at times I wake up to text or group texts and there's like 40 messages in there all the time.
Mm. Well, yes, you and your group texts.
Yeah, normally I don't even go back and read them.
Yeah, the only group text I'm in are family. I refuse to be in any other group texts. In fact, I delete them right away when they pop up on my phone.
I don't know if there's a way out at this point.
Delete it.
They're just going to keep popping up, right? The notifications.
Can't you leave the group chat?
I guess you can, but that's like, can you really, though? Because then they'd be like, oh, where'd he go? It's kind of like an aggressive move.
Oh, okay. You don't want people to know you're not interested in what they're saying?
Kinda.
Oh, gotcha. All right. So the Caleb Williams part of this, it's obvious. He realized that once they traded away Justin Fields, he was the man. And that really solidified it. I know there were people who would want us to believe that the Bears were looking in a different direction. But even if they had kept Justin Fields, they likely were to draft Caleb Williams. And I think for Caleb, it's not just, hey, the Bears are all in on me, but the Bears are all in on me. I will be their starter next year, barring some injury. And he actually said he wasn't expecting it.
In that moment, it was just like, it was kind of like, wow, because I didn't do my top 30, visit yet. They didn't have my medicals and things like that. So they have it all now, but it's nothing. But it was, and had a good time in my top 30. But yeah, it was interesting right then in that moment because it was just so unexpected in that instance.
Caleb Williams on the pivot. He also did an interview with SiriusXM NFL Radio. As you can imagine, he's all the rage, kind of like Caitlin Clark. Not as much as Caitlin Clark, but pretty close soon. And he has a few moments along his path, primarily football, that he believes prepared him to be number one overall, but also a guy who's got to have to jump right in with both feet.
It goes all the way back to eighth grade. So eighth grade year, I got benched, or seventh grade year, I got benched, because I wasn't controlling the position, controlling myself. My freshman year of college, I didn't start. And that taught me a lot about, when you're not in a position that you want to be for however long it may have been. It could have been a full year that I didn't play and start, but it was only six games. But, to me, it felt like an eternity. So handling myself the right way. Another thing was last year I was in the championship game about to go to playoffs, popped my hamstring. Being able to fight through that and finish the game out, I learned a lot about myself. Going 7-5 this past year because you never know what's going to happen in the NFL. There may be seasons like that when you want to play for a long time. There may be seasons like that, so being able to handle yourself in the proper manner, proper way.
I like what I've heard from him. I feel like there's been so much crap around him that is undeserved. People who don't know him but are observing. People who maybe want to take a report about how, I don't know, this team said he didn't interview well, blah, 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 and turn it into something so much bigger. It's clear the Bears are happy with him, what they know of him, what they've heard from him, what they've seen of him. I mean, think about it. J.J. McCarthy comes from a team that won the national championship, and people are questioning whether or not he has the goods to compete in the NFL. But then with Caleb Williams, well, his team didn't end up winning the championship or being part of the playoff. And, well, that's a reason to question him too. I mean, you can't win. And I appreciate that Caleb and his family have understood that. And whether or not he's taken an unconventional road, I suppose you could debate what happens after the fact. Oh, well, this is why he didn't succeed, blah, blah, blah. Let's hope that's not the case. But there's so much time and so many people who just need something to talk about that these reports, blah, 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 they get turned into something that they're not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, of course. I'm not saying anything you don't know. He was the last pick in his NFL draft. But now as he heads into season number 3, he's established. He is the first guy in a long time to start all the way through for the Niners, except for that last weekend when they really didn't start a lot of their guys, their top guys. Now the question with Purdy is about the contract extension and whether or not he wants one, he's going to get one, if it's happening. Is there already conversation? Goodness, it never stops. Now, he wasn't a first-round pick, which means there's no fifth-year option for him. So he's going into year three of a four-year deal, and this is when the media starts to get antsy.
I've said this time and time again, just in terms of taking it one day at a time. I'm trying to win this year and do everything I can for this organization this year. Everything else happens how it happens, but for me, I need to get better from last year, you know, on the film and the things that I saw from, you know, last year in my rookie year. It's like, man, I've got this thing in me where it's like I want to continue to master my craft, and that's that. And so it's a business, obviously, too. But for me, man, I love this game. I love just competing with these guys in this organization. I love this organization, and I want to continue to represent myself for them and in the right way. So that's where I'm at with that. You know, getting too caught up in all that kind of stuff is for me, that's nonsense.
He makes too much sense for me. I like it. He really doesn't play the game. Maybe that's why people get annoyed. They want him to play the game, but he's pretty straight down the middle. And he seems, I don't want to say normal because who even knows what normal is. But in addition to being even keel and being a guy that doesn't carry himself with a sense of self-importance, he's not self-absorbed. He doesn't think too highly of himself. At least we don't ever hear that. He's relatively humble. He's hard on himself. He's accountable. Also, he, as I say, seems pretty relatable too. And his off season, well, it was away from football.
It's been good. Obviously got married, went on a honeymoon, got some time away, and picked up the training again. And so now we're back here, ready to roll. So I'm excited. It's been good.
Well, you knew I was going to play that one. He's talking about his honeymoon. This time next week, that's where I'll be. Eek. I keep making Bob smile or laugh at me because I'm a little bit, well, I'm a little focused on it right now. But I told him this morning, hey, this time next week we'll be at the airport. And then when I woke up in the afternoon to get ready for the conversation with Val Ackerman, I told him, hey, this time next week we'll be just about landing in Honolulu. And then as he was getting ready for bed, hey, this time next week, I think we'll be eating dinner in Hawaii.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll, baby. I went on a honeymoon. I can't wait till I say that. I know. You don't want to hear about it. Some of you don't want to hear about it. But the thing is, I've been saying for the better part of 20 years that I was saving Hawaii for my honeymoon. Thank goodness the hubs I married is on board. And it's really neat that we've never been there. Also, you guys crack me up. You ask me about trips or you suggest places to go. You ask me what we'll do on vacation. And then some of you come back with, why don't you go see a sporting event? Or why don't you go watch this game? No. We are going to be swimming with dolphins, exploring volcanoes, potentially going on a sunset cruise. There will be no sports on vacation. First of all, my husband's not that into them unless it's college football. And second of all, he's usually watching reels when I'm watching sports. He finds his hunting and fishing reels very amusing. I am so glad I married a guy who's not really into sports because it would be too much. But beyond that, you guys, sports is work. If you're a plumber, do you go on vacation and fix the toilet in the Airbnb? I guess you could. If you're a mechanic, do you fix cars while you're on vacation? unless it happens to be your old stang. Jay, when you're on vacation, now Jay is still in this I love my sports teams mode, but I keep telling him, wait another 20 years and I promise you sports won't be nearly as exciting as they used to be. No, I'm not watching sports on my vacation. I'm sure as hell not paying for tickets to a game on my vacation.
I'll say on vacation, I definitely don't go out of my way to watch a game or something. If I'm doing something on vacation and the game's on, I'm on vacation, you know?
Right. And on my honeymoon, could you imagine? Hey, babe, can we stay inside? Well, you go outside and look at the ocean and then take the sunset cruise. I'm going to stay in and watch this playoff game if you don't mind.
Could you imagine? Magic game four.
I don't even want to be inside at all while we're in Hawaii, much less like watching a game. It's funny because we are taking a couple. Now I'm mostly taking books to read on the plane. And we're taking, he's got a Galaxy tablet that we're taking. We're loading up with our apps like Paramount Plus, blah, blah, blah. So we can watch whatever we want on the plane ride. Because we're going to be on each of the flights 11 hours. That's a long freaking time. You know me. I get very antsy.
That's a long flight.
That's a long flight. Anyway, and I don't sleep on planes. Anyway, so we've got a bunch of entertainment options. Oh, and snacks, Jay. So many snacks.
Of course.
For the plane. But it's funny because I made the mistake of saying, oh, maybe we can watch this show while we're in Hawaii. And he stopped and he looked at me. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're going to be outside.
Well, like, you know, after at night, like in a nightcap, laying down after the long day, you can maybe throw on an episode or something.
Or I'll be like.
Or that.
Do you know what else is going to be great? Sleeping on vacation.
That is always the best.
Oh, I'm going to sleep just because we're on vacation. And generally my vacays are only a week or less than a week. This one is 14 days. Now it's going to take me a couple of days to recover from not just the last rotation at Syracuse, but also the travel. But still.
You're going to be like, actually feel rested.
Yes. I cannot wait.
It'll be nice.
And I do not care what happens in sports. When I get back, you all can fill me in. How about that? Deal?
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to do something while you're gone.
Great. Don't text me about it.
That's a gut feeling.
Don't text me. If he goes on an ayahuasca rampage, I couldn't care less. Don't tell me. The only thing I want to know, is there anything I want to know while I'm on vacation? If you get married, I need to know.
All right. I'd let you know
that. All right. Deal. I say that because he was one of the producers. He was more the technical director here on the show, Isaac. He went on vacation and came back married. And nobody knew.
Wait, what?
None of us knew. Oh, yeah. He and his, at the time, girlfriend went away to where she was from, somewhere in Eastern Europe. I can't remember exactly where. But they went on vacation, presumably to meet her family, and he comes back married. No, I swear. He goes back and he's like, guess what, guys? I got married.
Did he go there like with a ring or the plan to propose?
No, there was no ring. But they did get married in a ceremony there. And I asked him, was that planned? And he said yes. So he purposely didn't share it.
Wow.
We were a little hurt.
I would
At the
be.
Time, it was producer Tom and I. We were a little hurt and shocked.
I know a story of a colleague here who was taking, who was, no one knew about, he was doing something. And then he went to take off. For like 2-3 weeks on paternity leave, and everyone's like, wait, paternity leave? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm having a baby tomorrow. Or like, I had a baby last week. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. No sharing around here, I guess.
Well, some people. I shared.
Yeah, what's wrong with being friendly? I don't know.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it's me. Maybe no one likes me.
Stop it.
Could be it.
Coming up at the top of next hour, a conversation with Big East Commissioner, former USA basketball president, the first ever president of the WNBA. She's a Naismith Hall of Famer. She's amazing. Val Ackerman will join us. Straight ahead, John is in Toronto, wants to explain about the Leafs fans. Oh, dear. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I have fun with you guys.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I'm sorry, but if you came to the game to...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Night, and with a face-off with the goalie out and you weren't on your feet in this building, that's an embarrassment. And that, I just cannot believe that that's what went on here. No wonder they don't win on home ice, because there is the home ice advantage. I'm really upset by that, Jimmy. I'm sorry. But that's just embarrassing.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't
that's
know.
That's the Toronto audience, right?
Yeah,
that's...
but I still don't know if we can pin it on the crowd.
No. I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. And that's fair.
But you're right. Here's a moment where you can
really be an impactful group.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph on Maple Leafs Radio. And I heard this live and I was stunned. For those of you who are longtime Leafs fans and maybe you listen to the broadcast on a regular basis, it sounds like it's something that's been expressed before, but to say this is why they don't win at home. And he says, he kind of doubles down on it too. Joe doesn't says, well, this is Maple. Actually, Jim says, this is Maple Leafs hockey. And that's unfortunate. I hope that's not a detriment to the team playing at home. I hear from Canadian hockey fans all the time, including we have a, not just the network, but 590 in Toronto, a station that I've appeared on before as a guest. And I know fans want to end this drought with Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup. So I feel like there should be that motivation. John is listening in Toronto. John, what do you think?
Yeah, thank you very much, Amy, for taking my call. I'm 77 years old. I've actually... met a number of former NHL players in the job I used to do. And I have to agree with Joe Bowen. I've been at Maple Leaf games, Blue Jay games, and a crowd at one of the Broadway showings makes more crowd than the hockey fans in Toronto. With our players playing in, you know, other arenas, ballparks, there's no comparison to the support the other teams get when they're on their home field or arena. And I've been at games at both Blue Jay and hockey where I'm, you know, expressing my disfavor with officiating, trying to voice my opinion, and people have said to me, can you please be quiet?
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm trying to watch the baseball game, or I'm trying to watch the hockey game, you know, as though I was in their living room, I guess, and they're watching I was on TV.
Oh, goodness.
So I have to support Mr. Bowen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, he may, you know, I hope he's not going to get in trouble for his words, because both he and James, their former, played, you know, goalie position playing ice hockey. Ralph was actually in the NHL at one time, briefly. But anyway, I just getting my hair up, listening to your playing Joe Bowen there, and you hadn't heard that before. Mm-mm. Well, I'm one of those guys, people don't like hearing me asking, did the referee leave their glasses at home or something like that, you know?
I do know, I've been in events before where I've been asked by people to sit down, and I always am stunned by that. You're at an arena, as you point out. I'm not in your living room. I'm at a game. And when it's outdoors, I'm even less likely to sit down if I'm at a baseball game.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the whole point, is going and being vocal in support of your team. Now,
right.
I understand you don't want to disturb everyone around you by being obnoxious. However, if you want to watch at home,
you know,
stay at home.
Inappropriate language or anything.
Of course,
or,
of course.
And I've had people ask me to tell someone to keep it down, you know, and I just tell them, well, talk to security. I don't want to cause a scene or something, you know.
I gotcha. No, it sounds like you are exercising your fandom, your determination
right.
to support your team.
That's right. That's what I think it should be when you go to one of those sporting events.
Agreed.
It's a release from everyday stress, whatever.
I agree with you, and I'm glad that you explained. It gives a little more context. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Have a good time in Hawaii.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it. Eek! Well, that's nice. So John is in his mid-70s, and he says he's experienced this in Toronto, where he's asked to sit down because people are trying to watch the game. Just stay home. Why would you pay so much money? Just stay home.
And look, if you're telling me, if you're at a baseball game and it's the second inning and nothing's going on and you're just standing there because you're talking to you, like, I get it. I still wouldn't ask you to sit down, but I understand the concept of why are you standing, nothing's going on. You're at a hockey game and a playoff game with the last 5 minutes. Can you get more stressful? Can you get more of an opportunity to, I mean, there's just no excuse for it. If you want to be there, then be there. It's the same concept of, and you see too many crowds do it all the time too. There's 3 or 4 minutes left, and they're walking out. It's the playoffs. I don't want to beat the traffic. Where the hell are you going?
Why did
you bother?
I was trying to think. Oh, I was watching Celtics.
They were filing
Heat.
Out.
Right, watching Celtics and Heat. It was it was 8-point game, but there was at least a minute to go. And I forgot who was doing the game. Please forgive me, on TNT. And he was actually mentioning the fact that there were people leaving. Haven't you learned by now? In fact, he even cited the Knicks rally
right.
against the Sixers 2 nights ago.
It's inexcusable.
When they were down by 5 with 30 seconds to play and ended up scoring the last 8 points in 30 seconds.
It's inexcusable. Look, I get if you're talking about an insurmountable and it's 2 or 3 minutes and you're frustrated and you're angry, I get it. I wouldn't do it, but I'm listening. It's a playoff game. You're within, I don't care, 15 points. Where do you think you're going to get to in those 2 minutes? How much closer to your house are you going to get in those 2 minutes?
Or how much closer to your car?
Do you really think you're going to get to the car? You're going to beat 18,000 people to your car, and you're going to get home in 15 minutes, and everybody else is going to take 3 hours? Grow up. Watch the game all the way through. You're at a playoff game.
Well, and it's
See
not
it to the
cheap
end.
To go to these games. Grow up, bruh.
It's just, I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of patience for this.
I don't either.
And then you turn around, oh, we missed it. And how many times have we seen all these crazy, well, what's a 1 in a million? You went to the game, right? You wanted to see 1 in a million. You were hoping for 1 in a million. You wanted to win.
That's
but you were
thing.
Hoping for all that.
That's the thing.
So then just sit through it.
It's not like we've never seen this kind of stuff before. It happens. Crazy comebacks. It's why we watch sports, because they defy logic sometimes, but. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. In fact, I just enjoy, since I rarely get to go to games as fans, I enjoy that atmosphere. And so when I do go, oh, yeah, I'd even hang out later. Go early, stay late.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go to work. All right. Did that just jump up on you? Were you unaware that you had work tomorrow when you bought the tickets? It's like people, oh, I didn't realize. Yeah, I can't go. It's my mom's birthday. They changed it this year. Were you unaware?
Margo.
I mean, come on. You spent the night out. You spent the money. You're at the game. You're enjoying yourself, right? I know you're angry that they're going to lose. Watch the game.
Agreed.
Be there. Cheer your team.
Agreed.
Then go home.
Don't be a couch potato. If you want to be a couch potato, stay home on your couch.
I'm really upset.
Now that I got the context, I appreciate that he's willing to express himself. All right, coming up, J.J. McCarthy. He's one of the big debates about the NFL draft. Does he have any idea where he's going on Thursday night? If it's Thursday night, it's got to be Thursday night. There's no way he drops out of
that would be something.
First round. Yeah, that would be an Aaron Rodgers or Brady Quinn moment.
Worse. They went the first round.
Or Lamar Jackson. Didn't he drop to the last pick of the first round? Ravens are thrilled. All right, Val Ackerman, top of the hour, but J.J. McCarthy, his answer to that question is next.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best.
That was the best I've ever seen a quarterback do at a pro day. I mean, not only was feet great in the individual drills, and that was the best throwing day I've ever seen.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We know Jim Harbaugh is a huge J.J. McCarthy fan, and J.J. is just as complimentary of his former Michigan coach. No doubt that Harbaugh would like to have him on the Chargers, but they got a quarterback, and let's be fair, that's probably one of the reasons why he picked L.A. over the other jobs that were offered to him or that he was potentially interested in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Better that I don't even mention the network name. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. So, J.J. McCarthy, one of the major question marks in this draft. And as the narrative goes, and we heard it last night with Joe DeLeon when he joined us to break down this first round, or really just break down the draft, all the questions I had. The debate is whether J.J. showed enough of his own individual skills in college or whether he was a winner because of everyone else around him. He wasn't asked to carry the team. He wasn't asked to do it all by himself. Gosh, it used to be that that was a positive, except that in this case, it's been attributed to J.J. as a negative. It's been a detriment. I don't really get it, but I guess the jury's out. Have we seen enough of him to know if he can drive a team to victory himself? But I keep thinking, it's still a team sport. It was a team sport in college. Now it's a team sport in the NFL. Why does he need to be able to win all by himself? Maybe that's why teams draft quarterbacks as high as they do. But gosh, Justin Fields, great example of what happens when you do not have winning pieces around your young quarterback. Look where he is now. And the report is the Steelers aren't going to pick up his fifth-year option. And that's how much the stock has dropped on Justin Fields. We know he's talented. We know he's athletic. But in his case, it's been a mess for the Bears. I don't think Zach Wilson is as talented as Justin Fields, but he also did not get selected by a team that had the right pieces around him. Not to mention it's been a revolving door. General manager, coach, blah, 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 blah. Coordinators, voices, systems, fellow quarterbacks. So J.J. McCarthy was a guest on the Rich Eisen show, and he was asked if he has any idea where he's getting drafted.
I mean, I have somewhat of an idea. You know, New York Giants, I've spent the most time with, you know.
What?
They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because he came, Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gaddis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
I wasn't expecting that. That's JJ on the Rich Eisen show. He says he spent the most time with the Giants. Now, consider this from Drake May. Different quarterback who's likely to go in the top half of the first round. There are reports the Giants are looking to trade down for him.
It means a lot. I think not only to, you know, the player I am on the field, but, you know, once they met me off the field, kind of what that means to me. But shoot, I think, you know, anywhere I go, I'm ready to go. You know, ready to go compete and ready to play and hope to bring some franchise. You know, a solid quarterback.
Now that's interesting because New York drafts sixth. And we've heard that there could be five QBs go in the top 12. Actually, I'm not even sure it will take 12. It depends on if there are trades for teams that move up. So if the Giants are possibly going to move down, that means they don't think Dre will be gone if they move down. So could we see something like the Giants swapping picks with Minnesota and then getting a little extra draft capital or with the Denver Broncos? So back to JJ, the biggest debate in this draft, according to a lot of people, this is where the draft will really begin, is number two. And then what do the Patriots do at number three? And J.J. McCarthy is expected to be involved in the mix. He tells Rich Eisen why he meditates before each and every game. I would too, I think.
My senior year of high school, it was during COVID. So, you know, a lot of people had similar experiences. And I went through a little form of depression, you know, straight up. And, you know, I was sitting there on campus, you know, miserable, not, you know, my normal self. And I had to figure out a way to pull myself out of it. And I started looking up, you know, great practices to improve your mental health. And meditation was the first thing that popped up. And, you know, once I put it into practice, once I started studying it to a great extent, I started realizing the benefits. And I started understanding that, you know, you have the ability to change your thought processes, change the way you view the world and your perspective on things. And once I started, you know, having that awareness and growing that awareness, it just was a practice that I could never stop because of the benefits that it gave me on and off the field.
More and more athletes are willing to speak up about mental health. And let's be fair, JJ's story is not unique. He may be the only top QB prospect in the 2024 draft who went through that, but I guarantee you there are other prospects who will be drafted this weekend who went through that same thing during COVID. And you don't have to be an athlete to have that story. There were a lot of young people, high school students, college students, students younger than them who were forced into remote learning, away from their social structure. That's why the numbers show skyrocketing cases of anxiety and even suicidal thoughts among young people. Good for JJ for telling his story to Rich Eisen and sharing that. because maybe there are some other young people who look up to him, who will watch the draft, will hear his story, and know that they are not alone. Yeah, that was a seismic shift for students of all ages in 2020 and even into 21. Athlete or not, it was a very real challenge for Americans and really for humans worldwide. But I'm glad he's found a way to deal with it. Glad he's found a way to be mentally healthy and how that meditation keeps him centered, keeps him grounded. That's awesome. All right, coming up next, conversation with Big East commissioner and Naismith Hall of Famer Val Ackerman. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.